Welcome to Bedtime Safari, the newest show by Bedtime History. Be sure to subscribe for new episodes every week. Also, be sure to check out our newest book, Explore Society World's Fair Conspiracy. It's a fast-paced time travel adventure about two teen agents who work for a secret organization that protects history. Their mission? To stop a mysterious enemy from changing the past and messing up the future. Along the way, they visit famous locations, meet famous inventors, and learn why these moments in history matter. Check the show notes for the Amazon link. I'd love for you to check it out, and all proceeds go to supporting Bedtime History. Imagine you're sitting in a comfortable seat inside a small airplane, looking out the window as you soar high above New Zealand's incredible mountains. The engine hums quietly, and you feel safe and excited as you begin an amazing adventure through some of the most beautiful places on Earth. These are the same mountains where they filmed the Lord of the Rings movies, and now you get to see them for yourself. Take a deep breath of the cool, fresh mountain air that flows through the airplane. Below you, the landscape looks like a giant painting made of white, green, and blue. Snow-capped peaks stretch out in every direction, their tops so high they seem to touch the fluffy white clouds drifting peacefully across the bright blue sky. Your pilot points toward a massive mountain ahead of us. That's Aoraki, also called Mount Cook, and it's New Zealand's tallest mountain. It rises up from the earth like a sleeping giant, covered in a thick blanket of snow and ice. The mountain looks so peaceful and strong, standing there for thousands and thousands of years. The name Aoraki comes from the Maori people, who were the first to live in New Zealand, and it means cloud piercer because the mountain is so tall it seems to poke holes in the clouds. As the airplane glides smoothly through the air, you can see glaciers flowing down the mountainsides like frozen rivers of blue and white ice. These glaciers move very, very slowly, carving valleys and shaping the land over many years. Some of the ice is so old it fell as snow when your great-great-grandparents were little children. The glaciers catch the sunlight and sparkle like millions of diamonds scattered across the mountains. Looking down, you notice that the valleys between the mountains are filled with the most amazing green color you've ever seen. This green comes from grass and plants that grow in the rich soil. The grass looks like a soft carpet that has been rolled out between the mountains. Sometimes you can see winding rivers that look like silver ribbons threading their way through the valleys, carrying crystal clear water from the melting snow down to lakes that shine like mirrors. The airplane begins to turn, and now you can see Lake Te Kapo below you. This lake is famous for its incredible turquoise blue color, which comes from tiny particles of rock that have been ground up by the glaciers over thousands of years. These tiny rock particles, called glacier flour, make the water look like it's been mixed with the most beautiful blue paint. The lake sits perfectly still, reflecting the mountains and clouds like a giant mirror lying on the ground. Your pilot tells you that you're now approaching Tongariro National Park, another majestic place. As you fly over this area, the landscape changes from snowy mountains to something that looks almost like another planet. Here you can see volcanic mountains with different shapes and colors. Mount Tongariro and Mount Ruapehu rise up from rolling hills, covered in golden grass and dark green forests. These mountains are actually volcanoes, but don't worry, they're sleeping peacefully right now. The volcanic soil here creates a special kind of landscape. You can see areas where the ground looks red and orange, colored by minerals that came from deep inside the earth long ago. There are also strange moon-like craters where volcanic activity once happened. Some of these craters have filled with water over time, creating perfectly round lakes that look like giant jewels set into the mountainside. Now comes the most exciting part of your journey. Your pilot helps you put on a special wingsuit, which looks like a flying squirrel costume with fabric between your arms and legs. Don't worry, you'll be perfectly safe with an expert guide attached to you. As you prepare to glide through the mountain air, you feel a flutter of excitement in your stomach, like butterflies dancing. Stepping to the edge of the airplane, you take one more look at the incredible view. Then, gently and smoothly, you and your guide glide out into the mountain air. The feeling is like flying in a dream. You're moving through the sky as quietly as a bird, with just the soft sound of wind around you. From up here in your wingsuit, the mountains look even more amazing. You can see every detail of the rocky peaks, the patterns that snow makes as it blows across the mountainsides, and the way shadows create deep blue and purple colors in the valleys. The air feels cool and clean on your face, and you can smell the fresh scent of snow and alpine plants. As you glide peacefully through the sky, you notice how quiet everything is up here. There are no car sounds or city noises, just the gentle whisper of wind, and maybe the distant call of a bird flying below you. This quietness helps you feel connected to these ancient mountains that have been here long before people ever arrived in New Zealand. The mountains below you tell stories that go back millions of years. They were formed when huge pieces of the Earth's surface pushed against each other, slowly lifting the land higher and higher. Ice ages came and went, glaciers carved valleys, and volcanic eruptions shaped some of the peaks. Wind and weather have been sculpting these mountains for so long that they've become perfect works of art created by nature itself. You can see how the different elevations create different worlds on the same mountain. Down in the valleys, there are green forests and grasslands where it's warmer. Higher up, there are areas with smaller, tougher plants that can handle cooler temperatures. At the very tops of the mountains, there's mostly snow and ice, creating a beautiful white crown on each peak. As your wingsuit flight continues, you notice how the light changes the way everything looks. When the sun is high overhead, the snow looks bright white and the lakes look deep blue. But as clouds pass in front of the sun, shadows move across the landscape like giant paintbrushes, turning the same mountains purple, gray, and silver. It's like watching the mountains change their clothes throughout the day. The Maori people who first lived here believed that mountains were ancestors, powerful beings that watched over the land and its people. Flying through these peaks, you can understand why they felt this way. The mountains feel alive and wise, like ancient guardians that have seen countless sunrises and sunsets, storms and clear days, seasons changing year after year. Your guide points out different peaks as you glide past them. Each mountain has its own personality and shape. Some are sharp and pointed, like giant arrowheads reaching toward the sky. Others are more rounded and gentle, worn smooth by thousands of years of wind and weather. Some have steep, rocky faces that look impossible to climb, while others have more gradual slopes covered in snow that look soft enough to roll down. The weather in these mountains can change quickly, but today you're lucky to have perfect flying conditions. The air is calm and clear, with just enough wind to help you glide smoothly from peak to peak. Sometimes you can see small puffs of cloud forming around the highest peaks, as warm air rises up from the valleys and cools down in the higher, colder altitudes. As your incredible journey through New Zealand's mountains comes to an end, you land gently in a meadow surrounded by towering peaks. The grass here is soft and cool, dotted with tiny wildflowers that somehow manage to grow in this high mountain environment. You take off your wingsuit and sit quietly for a moment, taking in the amazing experience you just had. The silence here is profound and peaceful. You can hear your own breathing and heartbeat, and maybe the distant sound of a stream flowing down from the glaciers above. This is a place where you can feel very small compared to these massive mountains, but also very connected to the natural world. Looking back up at the peaks you just flew past, you realize that you've experienced something truly special. These mountains have inspired people for generations, from the Maori people who first called this land home, to the movie makers who chose these locations to represent magical places in their films. We hope you enjoyed this journey through New Zealand. Be sure to subscribe to be notified of new episodes, and tune in next week for a new adventure. Also, be sure to check out our history show, Bedtime History, for new episodes each week, too.